Wiki wiki wiki, what the fuck is up?
And our guest today, fellas, Lord Emperor Frieza.
Yo, what up, my fella?
Get off that table, Fion.
Drank. Dog. I tried to give the dog some of my cigar spit in a cup, but I didn't.
Let's see if we can get this in the middle of the table, closer to William, so he can get on the conversation.
All right, Wallbag, tell me...
Stop being such a libtard on his phone.
Wallbag, tell me how that thing hit.
Wallum, that thing hitting?
I mean, you know what? We need to get Thang on the podcast.
Honestly.
Titty-bye! We go titty-bye!
Oh, yeah.
Wallum, you need to meet Thang. That'll do you good. That'll get you out of the slump. That'll get that beanie off your head. We have a friend who's severely autistic, and he's also about middle-aged Vietnamese immigrant.
He's definitely over 40.
Yeah, his name is Thang, and he blows all of his money on hookers and at the strip club.
Yeah.
Man, Thang can party.
I've heard about him.
Titty ba! We go titty ba!
So, William, you recently have taken up being the president of a nation. You've killed 2 million people so far in your reign of less than 3 days. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I say if the people want to die, let them die.
But, William, what about the people that didn't want to die, which was 2 million of them?
Well, I mean...
Collateral, baby.
I give them the option to be vaccinated or not.
Hate the player, not the game. Hate the game, not the player.
So, I mean, I just gave them freedom to do what they want.
They're going to spit out.
And some of them use that freedom to die. And, you know, I think that's a good choice to have.
William, some critics in your country say that they're ashamed to have a leader that's a gay man. So what's your response to that? You've publicly came out to the citizens of your people. Do you feel like you're going to slaughter the naysayers?
The reporters are not pulling any punches.
Well, I would say none of this has ever happened. I am not gay. You actually hang around with a lot more dudes than I do.
Hey, that's debatable.
Frankly, we did hear a different story from your vice president, Raquise. Just saying.
I don't have a vice president.
William, there's reports that there's video of a Green Beret getting video of you in bed with Wesley, whatever his last name was.
Raquise. Wesley Raquise.
I don't think you're in the Green Berets.
See, it's not him. It's his intel.
It's a Green Beret.
Yeah, that didn't happen either.
I don't know. I think I trust the Green Beret a little more than Mr. Gay kills 2 million people.
How is your community?
I saw it on CNN.
Honestly, it's doing pretty well, you know. Like, many lush forests. People die of old age rather than heart disease.
That's good. Eating too many fast foods in old Doge Stekistan.
Bro.
I would say,
I hear gay genocide guy over here is, his top industry is pizza delivery.
His top industry is DoorDash. His top industry is anal dildos.
Actually, we have, numerous ways, that our commune runs on, like, mining, beef-based agriculture.
Ooh.
Child Fight Club.
We do have child fight clubs in the country.
Hey, that's how you get good. Look at Thailand.
We believe strongly in the Spartan way,
Muay Thai. I do Muay Thai.
You know.
Diddy ba Muay Thai.
In this way, a lot of our youth knows how to fight, so we can use our money more effectively than on defense and stuff like that, because, you know, one Dogeland Empyrean is worth like 100.
What about the level of crime and recreational drug use in your country? I hear it's record numbers.
The crime really isn't in record numbers. The drug use, we don't have any drug laws. We believe in absolute freedom.
I've heard that Putin has the codes to your anal vibrator.
Unlike some countries, our actually political rights are world benchmark. So if you truly want to be free, you come to this country. Also, we are top 3% in freedom from taxation as well. We have a flat tax of 4.7%, unlike other countries that have 35%.
What countries would that be? Just so we know.
That would be the Seminole Landing country.
Well, you see, the Republic of Seminole Landing is a conservative democracy, while Williams is rated, what, an empire?
We are an empire, yes.
That's kind of dope, though. What do you say to that? What do you say to the critics that say that an empire is kind of dope? Because it's like in Star Wars.
We have a very
kind of dope.
We have a very, very strong economy as well.
Well, if you look at empires, especially in Star Wars, the Empire was kind of the bad guys. When you think of a place like the Dogeland Empire, what you're thinking about right there is a very strong central government that...
we actually have a very, very small government.
Yeah.
It's a very small government. We 50% of our spending is actually just goes to spirituality.
Mm.
So, you know, we're very rooted in Christianity here in our country.
That's right, that's right.
And freedom to, you know...
Express
yourself, you know. Express yourself. As I said, we have a world benchmark.
That's right.
Freedom.
So what does that mean for, you know, what I talked about earlier with your crime rates and drug use? Where does spirituality go into that there?
Well, I mean... our crime rate might be a little high.
Has your country actually expressed that Christianity is its religion? Because spirituality is a very broad term.
Well, we have everything besides Muslims.
That is based, I have to say. As the moderator, that is based.
Yeah,
what do you have to say to this?
Well,
is your
honestly,
country that based? Is Seminole Landing Republic that based?
I do want to kick out the Muslims, but right now the topic hasn't come to my... desk there yet.
I would actually say
slacking on the job. I hear. Okay.
I would actually say our spirituality is actually very in line with what a conservative government would actually be like. But we seem to be doing better than that than you are, actually.
Yeah, kind of like a conservative government, but without all the top-down restrictions and regulation. That's odd for a conservative government.
Like I said, only a 4.7% tax rate. I mean,
wow.
Well,
you know,
friendly to business.
The government is very, very limited. It's a very limited thing. Like, that's
a lot of innovation,
you know,
I hear.
He was saying, you know, about the death. Well, we had advocates that said there's to be forced vaccinations. And I said no.
No.
Right. You know, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you don't have to.
Right, okay. Reasonable.
So, William, what exactly is your country conserving, if it's so conservative? Because from a conservative background take stuff like family to be very important.
I will
when
say
people
this.
Look at a...
this.
Hold on.
It's conserving a lot of its new Tesla manufacturing factories due to its low tax rates. I'll say that.
See, the crime rate seemed to have deterred people from wanting any kind of families there. The streets have been labeled... you know, very unsafe. People will not walk the streets. How can they raise a family there?
Well, see, when they talk about the crime rate, we've actually been increasing spending in our police departments.
Oh, so that tax rate's going to be coming up some, huh?
Hmm.
No. We're still at a We're still at a solid 4.7%.
Well, how are you going to increase spending in it? Are you going to take away from stuff like welfare? Are you going to take away from public transportation, defense?
Well, really,
this whole big spirituality spending? Well, why have you been
spirituality
spending?
Spirituality spending? Yeah, you that's, know, that's how what do you spend on spirituality.
That's what he's saying. That one of his
that was
top
just a bunch
things
of
that is
dropping acid at the beach.
No, he's saying that that's one of his country's top expenditures in, is into spirituality.
Now, is that correct? Is that correct, Mr. President, Mr. Empire?
Yeah, we are. We like to build like churches and stuff like that. And here's how we don't want to raise the taxes to, you know. Well, I shouldn't have said increase funding in the police force. I mean, we spend about 8.4%. On the police, but we believe we're trying to get more into like nationalistic views, you know, neighborly, you know, and that's where the spirituality comes in, like the churches. We want to,
like, you know,
create more of a sense of community, and we should see the crime rates go down in that aspect.
Now, I have a question as the moderator. How are, for starting out with you in Seminole Landing Republic, how are the, what does the population increase or decrease look like in your country? How's the population, the demographics going?
The population's growing. We started out at 5 million. We're up to about 8 million right now. So
I'm gonna
we
have
a very growing population.
I'm going to have my fact checkers look that.
I think we actually started at around 4 million, and now we're at 8 million. Tor.
Everybody starts at 5 million on the game.
What game? This is a country. This is real life. What are you talking about?
Well, tourism is actually rapidly increasing. It's actually becoming a higher part of our economy more and more because, you know, we have, you know, kind of like the Seminole Landing, we do have a lot of lush forest and stuff like that.
That's very interesting, William.
Like our economy's growing. Like, last time, when I checked, like, last week, we were at, like, 547 billion doses per year. We're now at 609 billion doses per year, so
wow,
our economy is growing as well.
William, you're boasting your tourism there, so what exactly is the rate, your rating on tourism? Is it in the top 50% of the world?
Yeah, I can check that for you right now, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are pulling up facts right now. This is the most accurate debate you are going to find. More accurate than C-SPAN. More accurate than Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, all of the major networks.
So if you look at tourism, we are actually in the top 45%.
That's very interesting that you try to bring up tourism, because tourism in my country is top 31% in the world.
Oof.
And if you look in my region, it's top 35%,
no,
which I'm from the North Pacific, a very beautiful region, a lot of competition in there, and to be in the top 35%.
Now, I will say, as the moderator, Jamaica has a huge impact, tourism economy, and frankly, it's a shithole.
We are in the East Pacific, I believe. I can get back to you on that, but I never claimed tourism was a top part of our economy. I said it's growing. You know, tourism actually used to be pretty low.
Along with the rest of the economy, of course.
But we, we've started growing up in there. It's funny you talk about economy when our economy is much, much larger than yours. You know, we're at 609 billion doses per year. And you said you were at, like, what, like 387 or something like that. I think we're like almost like double the size of your economy.
So large economies versus small. So would you rather live in a place with a large economy like China, or would you rather live in a place that's smaller with a smaller economy, say like many Western European nations?
Well, as we said, your population is 8 million and my population is also 8 million, so our countries are about the same size.
Well, see,
wow. So, that's rough. As a moderator, I gotta say that was a sick burn.
But that doesn't have to do with the size of the economy. See,
well, I mean, you said,
well, the
like,
population doesn't matter in it.
Well, you said, would you rather live in like China or something? And
would you rather live in a place with a large economy, or a place that you know has a little bit more of a better safety rating, a little bit better of a political freedoms.
Most of our crime is actually a youth-related crime.
Where's your statistics on that?
Which,
Where'd you get that rating?
No, not your turn. It is his turn on the mic.
Which, as I said, in the Spartan times, they were encouraged to actually go out, you know, steal and not be caught to become, you know, better warriors and stuff like that.
No. As a moderator, I can probably say that his country would beat up your country, Sebastian. Sorry.
You see, do you have any, statistics on, any kind of tournaments going on? Any kind of world benchmark martial artists coming out of your country to back up anything like that? Well, do you have any, what population of the citizens actually take part in any kind of martial arts?
I'm not exactly sure how to check that, but we actually just...
So you're boasting it without having the facts behind it?
Well, I believe he probably keeps his mind on governing and less on sports.
It's just, we have the child fight clubs,
frankly,
as you said, which is we actually put on television, so, which some people frown at, but, we thought it was kind of cool, so we did that. I actually think you're one of the advisors, we're on a foreign diplomatic mission, and I think you actually said... that would be a good idea. So it might be introduced into the Seminole Landing country soon.
If the topic comes up. So getting back to the safety part, what exactly is your safety rating?
Safety rating?
Where do you rank in the world in terms of safety?
We're in the top 75%.
Top 75%? I happen to be in the top 15% in the world for safety in my country. So what would you say about where a family would choose to live if they had to start a family?
Well, I mean, safety is one measure. It kind of depends on if you want your children to have a more of a sheltered life or do you want them to become, warriors like the Spartans or something like that.
So you also...
Because this is... As I said, this is all kind of like...
Before we move on to another topic, let's hear our last statements on this debate.
Well, I actually wanted Doge. To dive into that sports topic a little bit. We put in a bid, actually, to have one of the Gold Cups or whatever it was. But another country made a bribe. And actually got it, so we actually invested a little bit more into our team to actually win the cup. I think the results are still going, but we are doing very well, and it looks like we are probably going to win that cup.
And Mr. Chapman?
So you boast about sports and...
Now this is your last statement before the debate ends.
So you're propping up sports and your youth being very healthy and being athletes and being warriors like the Spartans, but it seems like your highest rate of death comes from heart disease. So,
well, the pizza delivery industry is very big.
So these Spartan warriors are eating pizza all the time. Is that what I'm?
Well, this is the youth.
Live fast, die young.
This is the youth of the country currently, so they don't really factor into the whole heart disease thing. That's more of like the middle to older ages of the country.
But what would you say about in recent years in the world, how there's been a lot of younger athletes dying from heart disease?
Well, I think that's kind of been proven to do a lot with vaccinations, which we do not require vaccinations at all.
So you don't think it has anything to do with things like seed oils found in foods like pizza and other processed foods?
Well, I mean, if the people want to eat pizza, let them eat pizza. I mean, that's that's kind of their prerogative. You know, the government really doesn't. We're a very small government. We don't really try to tell people what to do.
That's right.
But the government does claim to force children into fight clubs and boast it as...
No. We don't... I don't know if we force them. It's just something brought on the TV. You know, it's...
So what exactly does the government have a part in that, then?
Well, I mean, we broadcast it on television. I think it's kind of becoming...
So the government themselves controls what gets on TV and what doesn't. They control the networks and everything?
No. I'm just saying it's put on TV.
So what exactly does the government have to do with that then?
Well, there was a debate about child beauty pageants. And we thought, child fight clubs would be a more productive... I mean, there's still, I believe there's probably still beauty pageants around, but it seems that children really want to fight each other.
I remember that topic being brought up, that it seems like child beauty pageants were banned, and the majority of them are women. So these women that were going to do a beauty pageant then got forced into the ring in some kind of fight club?
No, it's all optional.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is a debate on, actually my phone is on 5%, and I am the one who has to publish this podcast, so this has been a great debate. Let us know in the comments who you would like to live for. All right, bye.